The headlines this lunchtime. Israel continues to defend its attack on a seaborne aid convoy. Charles Clark puts the boot into Brown. And in sport, the Canaries are paying compensation to Colchester for taking on Paul Lambert. Israeli diplomats have insisted that their commandos were defending themselves during yesterday's attack on aid ships heading for Gaza. At least 10 pro-Palestinian activists were killed during the raid, prompting the UN Security Council to call for an inquiry. Israel's closest ally, Turkey, also says Israel must be punished. Israel's continuing to hold dozens of activists arrested during the operation. Officials say many are refusing to identify themselves. Up to 30 British nationals are being detained, with one needing hospital treatment. Eva Donovan was on board one of the ships, but her sister Aggie says her family's so far heard nothing.
Every time she goes, we have concerns. So I suppose there's always a risk that something's going to happen, but yeah, we're very, very worried. Just wondering why names haven't been released. They don't seem to have been allowed to make any kind of calls.
Back home, inquests have opened into the Potter's Bar train crash in 2002. 7 people died and dozens more were injured when a London to King's Lynn train came off the rails. From the hearing in Letchworth, Jane Peel reports.
Bereaved relatives and survivors of the derailment have called the delay in holding these inquests scandalous, but they hope they'll finally get a thorough investigation of why the crash happened. The coroner, Judge Michael Baker, told the jury that 6 passengers and 1 passerby were killed when a fast train from London to King's Lynn derailed as it crossed a set of points close to Potter's Bar station. He said the final coach became airborne, crashed into the station's concrete canopy and became lodged beneath it sideways on. The coroner said the jury would see CCTV footage of the derailment.
The business secretary, Vince Cable, has called for more discipline in public sector pay. This morning, government figures showed 172 civil servants earn more than their boss, the Prime Minister. Charles Clark says Labour would have done far better in the general election if they'd had a different leader. The former Norwich South MP lost his seat last month. He was beaten by the Liberal Democrats, who finished just over 300 votes ahead. During the election campaign, Mr. Clark backed Gordon Brown. But in his first interview since the defeat, he says Mr. Brown was not the man to have led Labour.
I do think that I was right to say what I said. I do think that if we'd had a different leader, we would have done better in the election. We would have got more seats. Different outcomes might have been possible. I don't think we'd have had an overall majority, but I think it's possible we would have been the largest party. And certainly it's possible we might have been able, with the Liberal Democrats, to have had enough to form a left coalition rather than a right coalition.
Norwich Crown Court heard how a 75-year-old woman was woken by a teenage burglar at 2:30 in the morning. The 17-year-old was sentenced to an 18-month detention order. The court heard that the teenager escaped out of the woman's bedroom window and that he already had a record of burglary and car theft. One of Norfolk's most famous tourist attractions could close unless millions of pounds of repairs are carried out. A new report says the work needs to be done on Cromer Pier in the next couple of years. If it doesn't take place, the pier could shut on safety grounds. Peter Frew from North Norfolk Council doesn't want that.
Our intention is to make it so that it is safe for people at all times, and that's why we want to spend the money now. The last thing we want to do is to have that tape to close this off. This is an icon of North Norfolk. It draws people down to the theatre, it draws people to Cromer, and Cromer wouldn't be the same place without it.
A civil engineering and waste firm in Norwich says it's secured 2 big new contracts. May Gurney's signed deals to handle recycling for 2 councils elsewhere in the country. The contracts are worth up to £60 million. It's not clear if it would lead to any new jobs locally. A mother and son have appeared at Norwich Crown Court accused of selling pirate DVDs. Thomas Carling and Hilary Carling are from Wheasenham St Peter. 27-year-old Thomas admitted a number of charges after being caught selling copies of TV shows like Desperate Housewives. But the prosecution decided not to continue their case against Hilary, and Mr Carling will be sentenced next month. Young disabled people in Norfolk are screening their films about their lives. They'll be on show at the Forum for the coming week. It'll start this afternoon. Carl Grint is from the Coalition for Disabled People.
We've got an official launch at 1:30, where our chief executive will be giving a little speech introducing it. A number of the young people will be attending if anybody wants to speak to them about the experiences. We're hoping through this week that we've got the young people will be attending every day. So if anybody has any questions after watching the films, they can come up and talk to them.